And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, September the 5th, 2024. It was on this day in 2018 that Oxford Press published the book Fellow Creatures by Christine Korsgaard. The book's full title is Fellow Creatures, Our Obligations to the Other Animals, which is part of the five-book Yujiro series in Practical Ethics. Christine M. Korsgaard is professor of philosophy at Harvard University, where she has taught since 1991. Before coming to teach at Harvard, she held positions at Yale University, the University of California at Santa Barbara, and the University of Chicago, and visiting positions at Berkeley and UCLA. In this book, Christine Korsgaard presents a compelling new view of humans' moral relationships to the other animals. She defends the claim that we are obligated to treat all sentient beings as what Kant called ends in themselves. Drawing on a theory of the good derived from Aristotle, she offers an explanation of why animals are the sorts of beings for whom things can be good or bad. She then turns to Kant's argument for the value of humanity, which argues that rationality commits us to claiming the standing of ends in ourselves in two senses. As autonomous beings, we claim to be ends in ourselves when we claim the standing to make laws for ourselves and each other. As beings who have a good, we also claim to be ends in ourselves when we take the things that are good for us to be good absolutely, and so worthy of pursuit. The first claim commits us to joining with other autonomous beings in relations of reciprocal moral lawmaking. The second claim commits us to treating the good of every sentient animal as something of absolute importance. The book also argues that human beings are not more important than, superior to, or better off than the other animals. She criticizes Kant's own view that our duties to animals are indirect and offers a non-utilitarian account of the relationship between the good and pleasure. She also addresses a number of directly practical questions: whether we have the right to eat animals, experiment on them, make them work for us and fight in our wars, and keep them as pets, and how to understand the wrong that we do when we cause a species to go extinct. One reader had this to say: "This is a near-perfect book, and the topics it investigates are only becoming more and more important. Not only is the harvesting and killing of animals in itself an ethical quandary, the impact of industrial farming on the environment more broadly is staggering. We as a species will have to begin to deeply consider our treatment of animals. And for those willing to consider these issues, Korsgaard provides philosophically well-founded analysis and arguments in this text." And here is a meditation for today for the peace and well-being of all. Make yourself comfortable. Notice your physical body. Relax and soften. Bring awareness to the sensation of breathing. Find mindful, easy inhalations and exhalations. Connect the word peace to the inhalation, and connect the phrase well-being to the exhalation. Peace, inhale. Well-being, exhale. Inhale, peace. Exhale, well-being. Peace, inhale. Well-being, exhale. For the beings in animal agriculture, peace. Well-being. For the beings in cages, peace. well-being. For wild animals, peace, well-being. For the abandoned and abused, inhale peace, exhale well-being. May all creatures live peacefully and well. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with the reminder that we can reduce suffering in this world.